Hi, I'm Madonna from New Leaf Natural Therapies. I've been using the Bioresonance AO scanner for about 2.5 years now, and I really just love it. And there's constantly updates, which is just perfect for a brain like mine to go, oh, here's a new tool, here's a new tool. So I just want to do my scan and then we'll talk through the results so that you get a bit of an idea what it can mean. And I'll show you sort of how I interpret it for clients. But the good thing is, using the device, it does not require any training. You know, as long as you get in there and you start doing it, every time you're running your scans, you're helping to bring your cells back into balance, which is just awesome. So I'm just going to go grab my device and I'll be back in a sec. Okay, so let's get started. So when you first sort of get your frequency device, so basically what you do, you pay a monthly subscription, which is really cheap. It's only 150 US a month, and then you get unlimited scans. You use it on your own device. They can give you information as to what sort of device you need, but really you can just open it up on your own computer, your own phone, and get yourself started, which is just awesome. So this is me, obviously, Madonna Guy. So when you go in and you're setting yourself up, you sort of say create new client, you set yourself up, and then you can run scans on yourself. You can search existing clients so you don't put yourself in there 10 times. You can edit your current client stuff. You can add spaces and objects like your home, like your clinic, like your all sorts of things. You can add your pets and animals so you can be supporting their health. And you can also put supplements and therapies in there so that your device is choosing which five, six things are most important for you every time you run your scan. So that's pretty neat as well. Over here, in the back end of it, you can clear the cache. So, because sometimes it just builds up too much information, everything swapped to zeros and ones. So, we're not in there as data. Oh, sorry, we're not in there as all our personal data is not uploaded to the Solex company. It all turns into data in the way of zeros and ones after we put in our face and our voice and our height and our weight and our email and that sort of thing, which is really cool. So, you know that it's secure, which is awesome. And you can basically go in and start a scan as soon as you get your approval of your application as a QLA. The QLA is a quantum living advocate. The QLA is a quantum living advocate, and basically it's someone who can then share information with other people and make commissions from that, which is really cool. You only need to share with three people, and then you're not actually paying your own monthly fee. So this is my inner voice scan that's scanning. So you can see down the bottom, it's sort of talking about, so it's checking the notes of my voice. So as I was talking, it was basically listening to my voice. And now it's doing a scan. So it listens to 7,000 frequencies of your voice as you're doing it, which is amazing. And then it looks at all the different notes within your voice. And somewhere in there, what it ends up doing is creating some frequencies or some music or some sounds that when you listen to it, it helps to bring your cells and your emotions back into balance, which, you know, I just love as a kinesiologist. So this can take anywhere from 3 minutes to 7 minutes, depending on how complicated it is going through your body. Now, see, the second scan is starting. So this is the vitals. Now, this one is basically another one. So it's going through a whole bunch of bloods, and it's helping to optimize them at the same time. So everything in our bloodstream has a frequency. Everything in our bloodstream has a frequency. Every vitamin, every mineral, every chemical, every parasite, every virus, every bacteria. So these frequency lists have been put together over decades by scientists. So they know the frequency of certain heavy metals. And I think I've told this story before, but basically, when I first got my oligo scan, there's a database in Sweden that the oligo scan accesses the database because the scientists knew that to actually muscle, sorry, in order to test someone for heavy metals, that's a dangerous occupation, you know, for a doctor or scientist. So therefore, they knew that when they were checking someone for toxic substances, there had to be a better way. So what they ended up doing was finding a way of getting the frequency of certain substances and creating a database of them, which is how the oligo scan, which in my mind is nowhere near as good as this technology, but what people like about that, even though it costs a lot more, is they get a printout of the high heavy metals, mineral levels, and then it also scans hundreds of enzymes and hormones in the body to see where different systems are sitting. So it gives you a really nice printout. This gives a really detailed report as well, as you will see in a minute. So the vital scan, as it's going through this first scan that we see, it only shows on a scale the ones and the twos. Ones and twos are things that are lowering cellular energy. Eights and nines are things that are increasing inflammation. But it's a little bit tricky because some people just assume that if it says magnesium one or two, that we don't have enough magnesium. Or if magnesium is eight or nine, then it's increasing inflammation. That's not what it means. It's something about magnesium is out of balance, something about magnesium out of balance that's either lowering the frequency in our cells or increasing inflammation in our cells. So it's not as clear cut as what it sounds. So you can't just go have a look and go, okay, well, I'll increase all of the ones and twos, because that's not what it means. Something about that is out of balance. But we sort of have a look at these scans to sort of see where the patterns are. So just say someone has Epstein-Barr virus, but it's the only virus that's showing up. Then I would go, okay, well, maybe that's a really big problem because it's something doctors check all the time. We might add some, you know, so some zinc or some super mushroom complex or some andrographis or something that helps to increase our cellular energy to be able to cope with it. But it might not be the main thing, whereas we might have four or five heavy metals showing up in the body. So we'd be better off going, okay, there's more heavy metal stuff going on than there is viral stuff going on. So as I'm looking, and once again, it doesn't matter. You can put your supplements in there so that it tells you what you need. You can put in homeopathic, so you can make your own little homeopathic vials. You can buy these little homeopathic vials from Solex as well, which are basically little homeopathic pillules. So once it scans up and shows you what homeopathics, and I'll show you that in a sec, you can put this on your device and infuse those homeopathics into the pillules and then take, you know, for kids, say three, four at a time, for adults, about six at a time. And then you're getting those homeopathics that the device has actually chosen for you. So here's my first scan, the easy scan results. Actually, what I might do while we're chatting about this, I'll go in and open up a second one and I'll get my second scan running for you so that that will be working away in the background while we're chatting through the first one. Nope, wrong one. So the body system scan is my second favorite scan to do. So I'll have that running over here. Oops, need to turn the volume off. And we'll come back over here and we'll chat about this. Okay, so as you can see, these are the colors that are showing up for me, blue, turquoise, and red. So these are my power colors at the moment. Not what I've chosen today at all, but I do love, you know, I do love my bright colors. See, these are the homeopathics that are showing up for me. So it doesn't matter whether you know what they mean, but you can imprint these. So if I had this on my little device, I could actually imprint these into a water or a device, or I could even imprint it into my Solex ring. So you can put it into jewelry, you can put it into a homeopathic, you can put it into your water or your tea or your coffee or your wine. You can do whatever you want, but basically you can imprint these homeopathics in there, which is really, really cool. And now here, see this scan from 1 to 9, critical, severe, moderate, mild, normal, mild, moderate, severe, critical, which is why this first scan out of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things that it checks, it's only showing us the severe and critical inflammatory risks and the diminishing function risks. So they're the only ones this first scan shows. So have a look at this, my food sensitivity list. This is out, and when you see the whole list, you'll see how small this is. These are the only things showing up for me at the moment with food sensitivities, which is a really short list. Something else I'll point out, see on the right, it says previous scan, and on the left, it says current scan. So this is, so the previous scan is as it's going through the body, and the current scan is where it lands. So basically it means that it's shifted these are the things that could not get back into balance because it's trying to balance everything out. So out of the hundreds and hundreds of foods, These are the ones that it could not balance. They're all ones, twos, eights, or nines. So they're the things I really should avoid for today. Now, here's my chakras. So, see, previous, so as it was scanning me, my brow chakra was high. My brow chakra was high. My heart chakra was low. And my solar plexus chakra was high. And if you saw my video yesterday with David, the holistic counselor, we were chatting. I got a little bit, just a little bit. I got a little bit bullied, and it was interesting because I don't normally get triggered by nasty comments online. And I wasn't really triggered. It just made me think again about keyboard warriors and, the narratives people have in their minds and all that sort of thing. So we thought we'd have a chat about that. Now, have a look at this. This is looking at the meridians. So, the meridians are the electrical energy flows throughout our body. So, my lung energy was high, it's been brought back into balance. My large intestine energy was fine, but now it's inflamed because we're constantly robbing Peter to pay Paul when it's shifting energy, it's trying to move stuff through. So, as it's moving stuff through, some things will end up being a bit worse afterwards because we're constantly moving energy, moving toxins, moving bacteria, moving frequencies. The stomach energy was low, but it's been brought back into balance. Spleen is fine. Heart is high. Small intestine is balanced. Bladder was high, and now it's currently okay. Kidneys are okay. So you can sort of see it gives you a previous and a current with all of the meridians. How cool is that? And then it gives you a description with each of them as well. So the lungs, for example, it talks about the respiratory system, the lungs, the bronchi, the immune system, the allergies, the skin, but it also talks about emotional links. So to things like conceit, intolerance, communication issues, and grief. Interesting. So I love having a quick squiz at those. And again, you don't need to look at these things when you're doing your scans. You just need to just do it and see how quickly your body is brought back into balance. Gastric absorption a bit low. I did have a bit to drink last night. I had a few drinkies with my hubby. The fibrinogen and myeloperoxidase, they are two inflammatory hormones. When you get the device or the program, you can actually click on a lot of these and it will give you a bit of information. So gastric absorption, this is absorption of water, alcohol, and some salts through the gastric mucosa. It heard me talking. Fibrinogen, this is a glycoprotein in vertebrates that helps with the formation of blood clots. It's the one you would have seen in my kinesiology videos. It's basically something we release when our body's under attack. It's trying to clot something in the blood so we don't bleed out and die. Obviously, a lot of drugs can cause fibrinogen. Myeloperoxidase, this is an enzyme made by white blood cells. High levels are a sign of surface inflammation of the artery wall. There's a lot more of that these days because of the spike proteins in the jibbity jabs. High levels are associated with future risk of coronary heart disease, heart failure, heart attack, and stroke in healthy individuals. Myeloperoxidase deficiency is a hereditary deficiency of the enzyme, which predisposes to immune deficiency. Don't forget, just about every drug destroys enzyme pathways, so it's not necessarily genetic. That's what we've been taught to believe, but it's not necessarily true. So it sort of goes through things like amino acids, micro minerals, bone and muscle conditions, and again, you'll see something more soon. So uterus, prostate. So these are the area. Alcohol's there. Lucky I admitted it. Hey, and funnily enough, there's a good old Epstein-Barr virus. I think I've said before, our government approved a combination of Epstein-Barr virus and West Nile virus to be airily released occasionally here in Queensland a few years ago. So, whatever. And then down here, you can actually get a, once again, when you've got the device, you can actually open that up and do a bit of a 3D look, which is really, really cool. So it's going to show you, where this is, you can sort of see how cool is that. So it shows you where the problem is and how it's linked in with other things. Anyway, that's just a pretty cool little tool that you get with the device. It's telling me that the DNA, there's a couple of DNA markers, and yeah, my eyes nearly always show up. They're always worse the more crap there is in the sky. So now we'll have a quick look at the body system scan. Again, love it. On the very first day, where the day that they released this is the day that I was having a demonstration by my good friend Beck McQuilty, and I was blown away by it. So it was so cool to see this, and like I would have been convinced without this, but this is the one that made me go, I've got to have the device. You know, it doesn't matter. Yeah, so this is my body systems report, and some people feel like they're dying when they see the report. I don't care what it says. Basically, what it's trying to do is show you the worst things with each system. So the cool thing about that is, actually, while we're here, let me whip over here and I'm going to run the vital scan if it lets me. Okay, so back to this one. Make sure I've got the right one on screen. Okay. So I'm running my third scan in the background again now, but this one. So with each body system, it gives you a bit of information about it. It shows you where it is in the body. It shows you what organs are involved with it. So this is the circulation. It sort of, and then it shows you which bits of that are having problems. So the circulatory body, these are the ones having the most issues. So my ulnar artery, and once again, you don't need to know that. But you know, if you're curious about something, don't forget your computer's smart these days. You can go and look it up. So go, okay, there's the ulnar artery. This is the good thing about technology, isn't it? You know, that we can just go and look these things up and go, oh, okay, look at that. I've been having shoulder problems. That makes sense. So by being able to go and have a quick squeeze at it, we might go, ah, okay, that explains my heart pain, or that explains this, or my butt muscles, you know. So it sort of can give you that information that makes sense to you. But it also can find things that we can't find in other scans. This is so powerful, giving people the information. And if you're someone who meditates, someone who problem solves, someone who does automatic writing, someone who does kinesiology, have a look at these circulatory emotional problems. Oh, that's interesting. So shame, I generally, shame is, you know, I did feel a bit of that when I first got that nasty comment last night. Pessimism, se sensitivity, overly emotional. I've been on my science call this morning, so that's always an hour and a half, 2 hours of really big scientific stuff with all the crap going on the planet. So, and people's opinions and ideas and what else they've researched. And it's just like, oh, so pessimism sort of makes sense, doesn't it? So, you know, all of that. And this person the other night called me a fraud. So intellectual conflict. Am I or aren't I? Am I a fraud? So, you know, it's sort of interesting. But have a look over here at the circulations, coronavirus, influenza C, drugs, medication, recreational drugs, scoliosis, blastomyces. Curious about that one. Oh, it's a fungus. Okay, so it's a fungus that's found in humans and other animals. Oh, okay. So on the weekend, yeah, okay. For example, in debris and damp sheds and shacks and stuff like that. So, you know, these things, because we're in really wet weather here at the moment in Australia, and I mean, wet weather, you know, what a surprise. It's going to be a cold, wet winter. But anyway, it's sort of like I just have a look and sort of go, okay, so that's a fungus. There's lots of funguses around. None of this is a surprise. And then it gives you suggestions. So if you've got any of the products from Solex, you know, they actually put theirs in there as something to check with the frequencies to see whether that would be good for you. So the Solex Blue, the D3K2, drink alcohol in moderation. Once again, glad I admitted it. Maintain a healthy weight. Yep, you know, my dude out there telling me I'm fat. Increase hydration, and I haven't drank enough water in the last few days, and consider massages. So that's a nice little suggestion based on what it found within my circulation vitals. So then it goes to a database and it works out which things would be the most beneficial. Connective tissue, again, you know, so in here we've got B9, CoQ10, B2. I didn't see, anyway, so disc degeneration, range of motions. I've had issues with my body and spine my whole life. Over here, my cortisol is out of whack. T3 is out of whack. Stress hormones are out of whack. So again, it just gives you some really nice information. So this is 13 body systems it goes through. It goes through digestion. It goes through endocrine. Interesting. It goes through the lymphatics. It goes through the musculoskeletal tract. It goes through the nervous system. It also goes through the respiratory system, the sensory nervous system, and down the bottom, which is really, really all in the skin. Oh, vaccine toxins, urinary tract, chromosomes, and mitochondria. And then at the bottom of all of this, and this is something they upgraded in about October last year, they do a panel of hormones and then they give you a bit of an overview. So, pretty interesting. Within 40% is normal. So, under 40%, over 40%, because don't forget, everything's constantly fluctuating in the body. The only thing out of whack is calcitonin, which is under by 44%. Calcitonin is a 32 amino acid peptide hormone secreted by parafollicular cells of the thyroid in humans and other chordates in the ultimopharyngeal body. It acts to reduce blood pressure, calcium, opposing the effects of parathyroid hormones. So that's the next scan. So now the third scan that I love, and a lot of people don't do them in the same way I do, and that's fine. But the next one I really love is the vitals report. Now, so remember the easy scan initially, and it gave us the ones that were ones and twos, eights and nines. This one I love because it gives a whole range of things, so way more than the first one. So you can actually have a look. So just say the first one didn't show up any cheese. This one here shows all the dairy. So it says at the moment, something about butter is bad for me. Something about a mental cheese was bad, but now it's been brought back into balance. Goat cheese isn't awesome for me. And something about sheep cheese wasn't awesome. So the rest of them, at the moment, my body's coping with quite well. Here's a bunch of fruits. So again, you can then focus on the ones that aren't red each time you do it. There's the legumes that are causing me a problem, fava beans and peanuts. Ah, darn. Good old peanut paste. Lamb is not, has been an issue at the moment. Seafood, perfect, no problem there. So you can see it gives you a really good overview of, and I was saying to someone yesterday that spices are often an issue with me. So there's something about the phenolics, there's often 8 to 12 spices that show up every time I run it. So there's something going on in there. My body is having an issue. It might be an oxal, anyway. So, and look down here, egg yolks and gelatin are an issue for me at the moment. So then it goes through a whole bunch of things to do with blood lipids. Again, it's the same list as before, it's just expanded. So therefore, you can go and have a look. Just say you're wondering about your complete blood count. Well, here's the complete blood count. So the ones that are out of whack, my lymphocytes, and once again, it gives you information on not all of them, but some of them. So you can go through and actually that's one, hematocrit. That is often destroyed by blood thinners, and a lot of people are on blood thinners at the moment. So it's something where we need to rebuild our blood, really nicely. Fatty acids, omega-3s are really nice, sixes are really nice. Monounsaturated fatty acids, not so awesome. My chakras are back in balance. Oh, large intestine still overworking, fair enough. And the heart's been brought back into balance, but now my bladder's out. So, see, it sort of robs from Peter to pay Paul sometimes. Pericardium, that's to do with sex hormones, gallbladder underactive. But what I want to show down here, see the list of digestive hormones they're showing us, the list of inflammatory hormones, insulin resistance, pancreas and beta cell activity, pancreas and glycemic control. So, I sort of look at the three of those and think diabetes, blood sugar, mast cell activation syndrome, ovarian cysts, that sort of thing, because they're all driven by blood sugar imbalances. There's the amino acids. Sometimes we need to be making sure we're having our complete proteins and making sure we're digesting them. There's our digestive enzymes, a bit out of balance. Minerals, microminerals. So what's out? Chromium and zinc. So you can sort of see it's a really good overview. I know yesterday I ran a scan for a homeless man, and he had five chemtrail heavy metals in his bloodstream, which was really interesting. Yeah, so just so much stuff in there. If people think things are thyroids, it's good to go in and check. So the only, and again, that's anti-thyroid peroxidase antibody is the only one out of balance now. This, the calcitonin's been brought back into balance, third scan around. It's checking for bacteria, it's checking for fungus, it's checking for human toxins. Interesting, alcohol, chemical toxicity, and vaccination toxicity. Heavy metals all in balance at the moment. I've taken a fair bit of ASEA, redox signaling molecules, and zeolites in the last couple of days. There's a few molds in there, but again, you know, it's rainy weather, so who knows, parasites and viruses. So you can sort of see that's a really complete list, isn't it? You know, when you think about the amount of information you're getting from those. And then one of the other things I like to do for people who have got really big issues going on is a comprehensive scan, but I won't do that now because I think we've got plenty of information at this point. And like I say, I just love it. So if you're interested, let me know, send me a comment. I'll put my little connection to my QLA website down below so that you'll be able to go and check it out. And if you're interested in joining up, let me know. We are very, very supportive of the people in our team. So if you're keen, interested, let me know. I'll help you do what we need to do. Okay, have a great day, everyone. Bye.